Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of How to Get Away with Law, an unofficial podcast for the hit ABC show, How to Get Away with Murder. And we are talking about Season 2, Episode 12. That is called It's a Trap. I know this is coming pretty late, however, well, at least the episode is here. And then tonight you will get another episode of How to Get Away with Murder. So I guess you're over it, hopefully. Anyway, let's get into the recap. This week's recap is coming to you via the website www.refinery29.com, and the writer is Annie Barrett. So let's get on into that. Did you know? This whole time, a feisty Laurel charges in on an important Keating and Associates foyer meeting after going MIA for a few days. WTF, is this Laurel? That they're all psychotic monsters recruited in order of ball size to join this evil cult. That Annalise is destined to fall back again and again into the arms of Nate, the beefy cop. No and no. This is far less sexy. Laurel shoves a page she's stolen from the Cleveland PD's file on the death of Wes's mother, Rose. There it is, the possible motive for all of this show's angst ever. Primary suspect. Victim's 12-year-old son. Did Wes kill his mother? That's the cliffhanger. It's a trap. Leaves us dangling from, like an icicle, on a vodka bottle. But based on the title alone, I'm guessing there must be another explanation for why. In a flashback, Wes is shown standing over his mother holding a bloody knife as she gasps her last breath. Yikes. If it's true, then Annalise has been helping Weightless get away with murder for 10 full years. As they're not on speaking terms right now, so he has no reason to go into the office. This trend has only intensified. Wes still has not shaved his ridiculous mustache. Thursday's set of flashbacks paint a more vivid portrait. Sit down, Catherine Hapstall. No one is talking to you. Of a much lighter, feelings-friendly version of Annalise. So much softer, in fact, that Annalise enlisted fluffy-haired Frank to play bad cop to her pregnant confidant in her 2005 dealing with Rose, a key witness for the Charles Mahoney murder trial. You see Annalise still up hard, maybe for the first time, when her client's father, Wallace, founder of a hedge fund that swindled millions from its clients and might have a murder to hide, claims he only hired her because she's a black woman. Don't give your people a bad name, he sees after Rose fails to show up on a live feed to corroborate his son's whereabouts the night Wallace's future daughter-in-law was murdered. Clearly, this rich prick, along with whatever really happened to Wes's mom, prompted a turning point in Annalise's career and her character. We still don't know what happened to her baby 10 years ago, but Annalise's conviction that she never wanted children still rings true today. Now I have 5 of them, and I know it's the worst experience of your life, she confirms to Bonnie, after an anonymous emailer threatens to send footage to the police of the ducklings running from the half-stalled mansion the night Annalise was shot. The source, whom the gang assumes is serial killer Philip, demands $1 million, but instead of coming up with the money, Annalise decides all she wants is to enjoy some meatloaf two ways, read Dinner and Nate. She barks at everyone to go home, have sex, get drunk, whatever makes them happy, because honestly, who knows what can happen tomorrow. Michaela takes her up on it, getting busy with Caleb in the creepy murder mansion. Connor and Oliver consider moving to California so they can tone their butts with yoga and escape the Philly-based cult, then settle for tonight, their butts the old-fashioned way. Or toning their butts the old-fashioned way. Jeez, I'm great at reading. Buzzkill Bonnie turns Asher down for both sex and legal advice. She just can't be that person for him right now. Or ever. Meanwhile, Wes and Laurel are making out in a random rental car, having jetted off to Ohio, ostensibly so they can dig deeper into his connection with the Mahoney murder trial, but really so that Laurel can avoid the sinking feeling that she's dating a con man just like her father. So many unanswered questions here. Who in their right mind would hit decline on a shirtless pic of Frank? Do Laurel and Wes have genuine chemistry, or did his facial hair do most of the kissing? Did Frank kill Lila on Sam's command or Annalise's? Why are we still talking about Lila? This one may sound crazy, but what if it's not Philip sending the videos but someone unexpected? Eve? Connor himself as part of a poorly hashed escape plan? Bonnie? I get the feeling that Bonnie is up to something scheming and sinister, but it could just be that her everyday look has gone slightly more wild. Next week, the mystery of Wes's mother's death will be solved, but that won't stop him from opening Annalise's bedroom door with a silly grin on his face. Muffled screams. Seriously. Alright, so now it's time to get into the commentary. So, we get some more background on the murder case from 10 years ago that Rose, Wes's mom, was part of. So, we find out that in the Charles Mahoney murder trial, she was supposed to be a witness. Obviously a super frightened witness at that, that was supposed to testify, and she was going to be cloaked and veiled in mystery because she was just going to be on a screen and they were not going to be able to tell who this mystery witness was, but she freaked out about it, so that gives us a little bit of clue. But we start out with Annalise and her awesome Lauryn Hill do talking to Rose about the case. And then we go back 10 years into the future where Bonnie and Annalise and Connor are talking about the video that was sent by supposedly Philip the night of the Halfstall Mansion. And of course, I would have to agree that this could be a problem. And I knew Philip was going to be a problem from the mid-season finale when he pulled up in the car. Knew the dude had to come up somewhere. And we all know this could only end up one way, right? They're going to have to kill Philip. And I know in the recap, she kind of hinted at maybe it could be somebody else. Maybe it could be Bonnie screwing around with them. I don't know. It could be really easy just to blame it on Philip because, I mean, gotta get rid of that guy. Unless he's already gotten rid of by now. But I wouldn't put it past this team to give us some crazy twist. Whatever. But I would be happy not to see Philip's weird looking face again. Now, I gotta comment on Laurel and Frank. Now, they did really talk about what happened that maybe Frank killed Lila for Annalise, but when are they going to really discuss that? And I mean, we got to find out at some point the reason behind why he strangled the hell out of Lila for Sam, because I remember Sam being the one that called and wanted Frank to kill her. So, I mean, it couldn't have been for Annalise, could it? Or maybe it was sort of for both Sam and Annalise, but they didn't really go into it, Laurel and Frank, but poor Laurel and all of this. I mean, later she talks about how she's basically dated somebody who was like her dad. Apparently her dad must be a murderer and a psycho, but it is funny that she later mentions that there's a reason why she's not as freaked out about all the craziness of all the murders and everything. She didn't lose her mind as well as Connor does. So I guess there's that, and that's probably why she will always be the next Annalise, because she's a little more calm in these situations. But this is no excuse for what happens later. And I'm pretty sure you know what I'm talking about, and hopefully everybody's is as horrified about that as I am. Anyway, so everybody's called to the house, the Keating house, and of course Laurel is too pissed to show up, and Wes is over there staring at the case file. So those two don't show up to talk about the video that was sent to Connor. And they are all panicky. They don't want to send Philip or mystery guy, which I'm pretty sure is Philip, any money. They just want to wait it out, which I think is the right thing to do, because really, when you give somebody who's threatening you money, I mean, do you think it's ever going to stop? And also, if that person does decide to eventually turn you in, you look even more guilty when the court finds out you've been sending this person money. So they're going to wonder, you know, if you weren't guilty, why did you send money to this person? So, smart move. Of course, we'll have to move on to Wes and Laurel, because Laurel shows up at Wes's place. And she finds out that Wes has the files about the murder trial. So they go off to Ohio to track down the information about his mom, which turns out to be quite an exciting trip, we find out. They end up at a library where they have to find huge case files because it's not computerized. And this is where we get some interesting information, where apparently it looks consistent with the suicide, but we find out later, Laurel pretends that, oh, you're right, I dragged you all the way out here just to find out that it was a suicide. I'm sorry, you know, I dragged you through all of this. But really, she snuck a page right out just to later confront Annalise with it, saying, is it true? Is it true that Wes was actually the one who killed his mom? And I'm just wondering, if that's really true, how in the world did Wes block that out of his head? I mean, it was 10 years ago. And this would, of course, explain why she has been protecting him and how he just suddenly, 2 weeks or so before school started, suddenly he was Mr. Waitlist, and that she's been keeping an eye on him. But I'm not sure if I'm exactly buying he was really the one who killed his mom. And, of course, at the ending scene where Mr. Kristoff standing there with a knife over his mom, that's a shocking scene. And I don't know if I can really believe that, but it would continue Wes's history of murder. I mean, he killed Sam, but it's always over a woman. I don't know. I just can't see it. But also, I can't really exactly see Wes's mom, Rose, killing herself either. That wouldn't make any sense. I mean, she was, of course, super frightened to the point where she didn't want to get on the witness stand. But I don't think she would have killed herself without first setting up someone to take care of her son. And of course, maybe you would say, of course, maybe she set something up with Annalise in advance. But it didn't look like at any point in the episode or the way Annalise reacted that Annalise had planned anything with Rose. She looked just as shocked. Her phone call with Sam didn't give me any indication, but of course they didn't show us any other scenes where she was by herself looking confused or anything, so they could just as well have the next episode and I just look like a complete idiot and she did set something up with Rose, and that's why. Well, no, maybe I'm wrong, because in the mid-season finale when she's standing there with Eve, and Eve's saying basically that she's, you know, they're just standing there and they're watching Kristoff get questioned by the cop who was on the witness stand, mind you, when Rose was supposed to testify as a secret witness. She was being questioned on the stand. This cop was also the one who questioned Christoph later after his mom committed suicide, I believe. Yes, I think so. And of course, the cop don't think would even know that, because Rose was a secret witness, so I don't think that cop knows the connection. But I don't know. I don't think Rose would have killed herself, but I'm not sure if I yet buy that Wes would have killed his mom, so I'm not seeing the connection there. But of course, I can be persuaded that I'm incorrect. Whatever. We'll see in the next episode. Now, anything else worth commenting on? Well, I guess I could comment on Michaela and Caleb, but I'm real tired of Caleb. We all know that. I think I've said that enough. It kind of makes me sad with Bonnie and Asher, but I can see where that has all fizzled out. Their chemistry is completely dead at this point. And there's not too much I can say about that. They were cute at the beginning, but I don't see them being able to rekindle that. But the one relationship I do not want to see is Laurel and Wes. That kiss was disgusting. It was just, disgusting. Gross. I'd rather have Rebecca, like, resurrected, or even have, like, zombie Rebecca, as opposed to Laurel and Wes. That's just gross. Oh, one of the other things I want to comment on, is the, in the Mahoney case, the father, he was awful. The one who decided, said, supposedly he wanted to hire a black lawyer because that was supposed to be good for the jury and whatever, and especially since Annalise was pregnant at the time, then that would have been even better. And he was just so condescending and awful. Like, just smarmy. I hate that guy. Just lots of things I could say about him. He was awful. Red jerk. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, this is just killing me here. We got to find out soon. It's agonizing to find out just how Annalise lost that kid. I mean, she looks like she's real close to giving birth. And like I think I said it last week, that I'm pretty sure it has to be the loss of that child is what ruined their marriage. So I'm just thinking of how she lost that kid. I mean, was it the fact that if Wes indeed did kill his mom, was there something in the case that kind of turned Annalise off about children? Would she really have possibly had the baby and given it away? Like, would that have happened? Or did she have some sort of accident where the baby would be lost? Did she hemorrhage while she was, like, with Frank, or was, and that's another thing I want to bring up. Frank looked really innocent on that trip. He just looks like, at that point in time, 10 years ago, he was not really the hitman, the guy who got rid of bodies and went to go grab pills so he can put poor Asian chicks in the woods to wake up with Annalise's blood on their nightgown. He looks super innocent. So I wonder if whatever happened on that trip, maybe even with the baby, is what turned him into the murderer he is today. Like, something in that trip, while it was just him and Annalise, turned them both down the path to darkness and to this path of murdering and covering up. And the crux of it is the baby, and that's why Annalise constantly hears the baby. And maybe this baby situation is not just the focus on Wes. This has to deal with the loss of the baby that she was carrying. And I really want to know. I mean, I gotta find out. It's just killing me. They can't just drag this out, and they certainly, I hope they don't drag it all the way out until, like, the final episode. We want to get, like, 2 episodes or something like that left. We have to find out what happened to that kid, because I don't think that kid's still alive. And if the kid's still alive, the kid's only, like, 10 years old. Where's the kid at? And Sam seemed like a pretty proud, happy dad, so I don't think he would have wanted to get rid of the kid. Man, I'm not doubting that the kid is not Sam's. I think it is Sam, so I don't know what that situation is. Oh, and one other thing I want to comment on is Caleb's prison visit to Catherine, which was interesting, where he's trying to talk to her about Philip, and she goes off, like, and she looks horrible while she's in the prison. And she's all like, maybe I did shoot my parents. Like, why is she being such a jerk about it? Just, I mean, I know she feels betrayed. She's stuck in the prison, and she was set up, and he was supposed to have her back, but I don't know. Maybe she's just feeling the weight of it all, because she did get set up, and her only way out was to take the 5 years, but I just wish that she would have just went with what Caleb was trying to give her and just trusted him to get her out of there. But maybe she just does not want to trust Annalise, even knowing Annalise could have gotten her out of the prison. She just does not want to trust these crooked-ass lawyers. I can't exactly blame her for that, so maybe I won't give her too much of a hard time. Other than that, this episode was all right. I think mainly just finding out Wes possibly was the killer of his own mom was the shocking point, and I hope tonight's episode gives more of an answer. I'm still not believing it's Wes. Can't be. If it is, I'll feel stupid. But that just seems too weird. Hopefully next week I'll get the episode out sooner. I apologize. And hopefully it'll be more interesting, because I'm planning to bring another friend on. And of course, I almost forgot. If you have any comments, or maybe you would like to Skype in and be a co-host anytime in the future, so I don't have to talk to myself, or you just have comments or theories, you can hit me up on Twitter, and the handle is getawaywithmurder. Send it on to Gmail, whether you want to just type up the message, or you can send an audio file and just attach it, and that's at howtogetawaywithlaw@gmail.com. Search out the Facebook group, and you can do that. Just search out How to Get Away with Law, and please go to iTunes, leave comments and reviews, and I'll catch you later.